Welcome, everyone. Tonight, we're going to spend pretty much the extent of our class working with meditation practice. For those of you who are here for the first time, we'll begin by reciting the four dharmas of Gompopa. Grant your blessings so that my mind may be one with the Dharma. Grant your blessings so that Dharma may progress along the path. Grant your blessings so that the path may clarify confusion. Grant your blessings so that confusion may dawn as wisdom. Tonight we're going to continue reviewing the basics of meditation practice. This is in synchronization with a study class we're working with called The Relaxed Mind. It's a series of teachings which are in a book by Keeling Rinpoche. We've just started on the first chapter. And we will have Jim Rosen come next week, who will be discussing the second chapter. So if any of you are interested in knowing more about this, who haven't been here or would like to obtain a book or the book, we can help you find out how to do that. And if you'd like to continue with that, that would be great. So what we started with the first chapter is dealing with basically the fundamentals of just the basic fundamentals of meditation itself. And the title of this book, The Relaxed Mind, has to do with the understanding or the notion that in order to actually align ourselves at all with reality, understanding the nature of ourselves and things as they are, it's necessary to basically establish a kind of simplicity. A simplicity that gives us a sense of relaxation and ease. And all the Buddhist teachings, from the very most fundamental up to the most exalted or ultimate, always stress the nature of relaxation and being at ease as being the key to meditation practice. So, for some of us, this will be a little bit of a review because we are going to be going through things that we've previously covered, but it's something that we never find, at least in my experience, reason to abandon or take for granted. And so tonight we're going to do something a little different as well. I'm going to be giving instructions on posture and sitting and breathing. And I'm going to ask people voluntarily if you feel like you would appreciate some help in adjusting your posture. You can raise your hand discreetly, and Emily will come around and just see if she can help you make an adjustment. If you know, it's just a way to help you feel like it's not always clear when we're doing this whether our posture is really as possibly aligned as it can be, simply because we listen to words and we're saying, I'm doing it, and the next thing we know, we're like this. You know, well, that's not helping us at all. We want to make sure that our body is going to support our meditation and that it will not become a hindrance to basically simply letting our mind be present. So our traditional presentation of introducing meditation, it has to do with three points, and that has to do with a topic that is continuously stressed in Buddhism, which is body, speech, and mind. And so when we talk about body, we're talking about posture. And again, meditation, without Buddhism without meditation is kind of like having a car with no wheels on it, you know. I mean, or no engine. I mean, it's basically so intrinsic. It's not entirely enough to rely on meditation simply alone, because we need to combine the meditation with teachings and support. We need teachings to help us understand a motivation and to help us actually create and refine and sustain our own motivation, and also how we can be of help to each other in the context of that. In the terms of body, then, posture, think about taking a good posture where your head and shoulders are in some sense of synchronization. And that means that you could sort of visualize yourself that from the top of your head down as a plumb line going from the head down to the base of your spine. And that your pelvis itself is like the support cushion, or if we're sitting on a support cushion, we want to make sure that our pelvis is actually acting as a support for our back. If we're sitting in a chair, if at all possible, we ask that you move a little bit out from the back seat on your chair so you're not resting on the back, and have your feet firmly on the floor, not crossing your legs, so that you're actually relying on your own body to support your back. Now, if you find that problematic or you want to take a rest from that, that's fine, but it would be really helpful if you decided you were willing to work toward that, because without that, it's easy to just get into a slump. And when that happens, our alignment of our energies gets completely out of whack. So, posture and a sense of head and shoulders, and a sense of connecting our upper and lower parts. And while we're in this position, we want to actually consider being in our body. So I'd like you to initiate a body scan, meaning we've been doing a few exercises with body scanning. I'm not going to go through the entire process tonight, but I would like you to just put your awareness in your mind into basically checking out your body's situation. Are you feeling any stress or pain or discomfort? Are you actually in your body? Are you willing to be there? So let's try that. It sounds so simple, but it's amazing how oftentimes we just take this for granted and are not there. The second point is to use your breath. So our breath is easy, not forced. I'm going to introduce something that we haven't done before simply as a way to help balance ourselves in terms of our breathing. And that is, we have in Buddhism the notion of vital energies that are flowing through our body. A little bit like acupuncture, but it's actually more yogic. And so we have channels going through our body. And without going into detail about that, we have right channel, left channel, and central channel. And so what we're going to do is basically clear our channels using a very simple procedure. So I'd like you to think about using your belly and your below your abdomen and your base of your spine as being the center of gravity of your body. And then I want you to take your hand up, your right hand with your right finger, press it onto your nostril, and start with an in-breath that you've already taken, and then exhale. So one time, release. Come back. Now, one way to do this is to do a short count in your mind. So if you take a breath in, you take it for the count of five. Hold it briefly for a count of five. And then release. to a count of seven and allow your breath to extend out into space. So we can try that. Three times. Try using your belly as a breathing mechanism. Now the same thing with your left hand, index finger to your nostril. And now with both hands on your side, you're going to breathe with both nostrils as a balancing and bringing everything into the center of your body. Okay, so back to our posture. Your hands could be resting easily, lightly on your knees or your thighs. And don't, again, you're simply relaxing and not pushing it, not straining your arms, but just allow your arms to rest naturally. Our breathing is easy. Third point is to simply rest in being present. So we'll come back to this in a minute. Did anybody have questions about the last week's presentation, or the last couple of weeks' presentation about body scanning and being in the body? And are we clear about that? Okay. Any questions about what I just went through with the breathing exercise? So in our posture, then we have our eyes, and you have the option of either our eyes open or closed. The general suggestion is if you're looking out that you look down into a relaxed gaze without focusing on anything specifically, but rather simply a loose kind of quality of a light focus without intensifying anything. We can go back to that in a little while. and if you feel that closing your eyes at any point and relaxing into that, that's fine too. We're not interested in doing any kind of struggle or anything that produces a big basic discomfort around just being present here. So we could try this for a few minutes. Once you find yourself in your body relaxing and actually simply resting in the present, you may notice that your thoughts are coming up. And if that happens, to relax about that too, and simply notice them and let them go. So that you can, if you want, you can mix your out-breath with sense of just letting it happen, letting it release. We're simply coming back to being here. This is what this is about. If it's all right with you, with your permission, I'd like Emily to come around and just quickly check your posture. We're making a slight gesture in our meditation posture by pulling our shoulders back a little bit so that our chest is actually open. It's a gesture of openness. if you find yourself getting drowsy or fuzzy or sleepy, you could open your eyes and look up. Raise your gaze up and look upward. That can help to balance things in case you find your mind drifting. Now we're going to introduce walking meditation. It's fairly simple, but I'll just demonstrate it because we have new people in the room tonight. So we all stand up together, and we're going to go clockwise around the room for several minutes. And this is a way to basically integrate being still and moving at the same time. So we're learning about stillness of mind in our meditation, sitting meditation. And then when we walk, we're actually extending that awareness into movement and an alertness of environment. So I'll demonstrate that. It's quite simple. We simply form a fist with our left hand and cover it with our right hand, hold it approximately navel level. And then we walk, and we're walking with, again, a sense of good posture and simply focusing on the movement of our heels and toes moving and walking on the floor. So we have this feeling of just heel and toe movement. It's really quite simple. And so at the end of that time, we'll gong and come back, and when we gong, we all come back and stand in front of our place of meditation, and then we will all sit down together. So we'll start now.